Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nido daf yutesom with Aleph in the Mishnah. Chamisho domim tmeim bo isho. Ha'odoim ve'hashochoy, u'kekeren kalkoim, u'kimei me'adomo, u'kemozuk. Be'ishama yomrim, af b'mei tilson, u'kimei me'psal tzli, u'be'isiril metarim. Ha'yoroik, akavyo ben mahalil metame ve'chachomim metarim. We have here a elfus in the Gemara, dam that is metame the isho benidus, or as a zovo. The Gemara brings down that we learn that minayin ledam shu odoim shenemal ve'yiru moya v'smayim ha'adumim kedam. So the color of the dam nido is odoim. That's the elfusa from moya v'smayim ha'adumim kedam. The Gemara brings down that it says in the parasha domeho domeho twice domeho miut rabim shnayim. So from every limud of domeho, the word domeo is mirabe shnayim, so you have domeo domeo, which is four. Mikan sheyesh dalid minei domim beisho. The dam shochor, the Gemara says afterwards that it's be'etzim, it's taka dam ela shaloko. I know it's the mare of the odoim became black, but be'etzim it's dam tome be'itziosim and amoker was odoim just before neinu, it's now black. So that's Tumas Adam Shochor. The Shochor is be'etzim not a fifth color, just it's Dam Tome. We're toile that it was Dam Tome, and it was Mishtane Liyoy Shochor. That's according to Tanakamo, Dalimini Domim, and the Shochor is Admimu Shalok. Shitas Be'ishamai, there's other Minei Domim, Kimikul Tilson. Also according to Akavya Ben Mahalil, he's Metame also Dam Yorik, green blood. The Gemara has a suffix. Afterwards, we'll see. The Gemara is mistapik. According to Beis Shammai, then in Akavya ben Mahalalel, that there's other Maris Domim. The Pshad is that they don't have the drosh of Domeo Domeo, the Rabbi's Dalid Domim. Or maybe the Kuli Alma, there's only Dalid Maris Domim. Just what the Yorek, according to Akavya ben Mahalalel, and Kimei Tilson, according to Beis Shammai, Be'etzim it's Shaykh to one of the Dalid Maris Domim Tmeim. And there's only Dalid Maris Domim Tmeim. Just Rechoyshesh that it's Loike. It was Nishtanim in Marisoi. Beis Hashem Lekamon, we'll see the Sherish Buktosim. Now, there's a big Machlikas Rishonim here. Why? Davka, these four Maris Domim are Tome, compared to the other colors. The Chinuch Mitzoreish Zayin and the Tesis Rid Lekamon Davchov Beis explain that only these four Maris Domim Tmeim come from the Mokar. But other types of blood, Shal Domim, which are different Mara than these four Maris Domim, they really don't come from the Mokar. They only come from the Alio, Mat Stodim. That means that these Dalad Maris Domim that are Tmeim, that only they come from the Mokar. The other Domim are Min Alio, Mat Stodim. The Tesis Arosh is Chilik, Tesis Arosh will come on with Avchof and Beis. He says that all Domim are coming from the Mokar. Just what these four, Dalad Maris Domim Tmeim, they're special, that they're very motzui in the Isha. Him Domim Hametzuim. They're Shchichei Tvei. Then other Shah Domim. Memele, when the Torah is Merabe, Domeho Domeho, the Rabbi's four type of Maris Domim, Kavanas HaTorah to be merabe the four domim that are motzi b'yoyser b'mekoro isha. And these are that's the four maris domim in our Mishnah. Other domim, even though they come from the mokar, but they're not motzi b'mekoro, memele, they're not b'chlal, what the Torah is merabe from domeho, that's not b'chlal ma'is ha'domim matmeim. And this derech, also the Minchas Chinuch, in Reish Zayin, and the Tumas Hadesh, and the Medayik also, from the Rambam, in Perik Hei, Misurei Bia, Aloch Avov, and also the Sidrei Taira, Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sif Kotten Dalid, they all hold like this Malach of the Tesis HaRosh. Be'etzim, all the Domim are coming from the Mokar Isha. We have a special Xeris HaKosov that are Mirabe 4, and the 4 are only the Domim HaMetzuyim Tfei, Be'mekoylo Shaloh Isha. Now, what is the Mishnah is brought down as machlokes? According to Kavi ben Mahalal, we have another sixth color, which is dam yorik, green. What type of green are we talking about? Satesis in our sugya in Amud Beis, also shita satesis in Sukkah in Chulin, that the yorik of the Mishnah, which has an etia to the yellow color, it's not mamish yorik. Yorik hikarte according to Tosfos. Mamish green color is the kulei almetz toher. The whole machloikis of the kaviyah ben mahalal and chachomim is dafka yorik hanoite letzohiv, a yellowish color. And that's other rishayim also learn that way in our sugya. And that is the machloikis. According to the kaviyah ben mahalal, which is noite letzevat sohiv, so is tome. According to chachomim, it's toiv. But the shita sameiri in our sugya, that the whole machloikis of Kavya ben Mahalal and Chachomim is yorek kikarte, which is a real green color. That's the machloikis. But yorek that is noita letzoi, lekuli al metome. So it comes out, according to Tosfos, we can be makel in a yorek that is noita letzevat sohiv, to the yellow color. According to the Meiri, in that color, we have to be machmer. The whole machloikis of a kavi ben mahal and chachomim is which is mamishadar green. The Dibri Chamudis in Asugya, Vizchov Dalit, brings from Rabbi Yehuda in Brochus that mare yoroik, kein chardol, like a mustard color, is where metame the isha midina de gemora. That's what is brought down in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chochmas Vetzal in Asugya is misupok. In Kavonas Rabbi Yehuda, the pshat is maybe that he learned like the Miri in our sugya, that yorik, which is noita litzoiv, which is a yellowish color, lekuli al metome, and the whole machloikis of a kavya ben mahalal and chachomim is yorik ikarte. And that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda means, that if you have green, which is noite, letzeva chardol, as a mustard color, kuli al metome. Oy dilmo, eino chanami, Rabbeinu Yehuda tak learned like thesis in the sugya. And the whole machloikis of a kavi ben mahal and chachomim is yorek hainoita letzoiv. That's the machloikis. And according to Tanakama, we're metayer. Just we have a third sheet in the Mishnah. The Gemara afterwards talks about it. And the third sheet is shitas chachomim that they're toile. Be'etzem, we have shitas Tanakama that are metayer, shitas akavi ben mahal that is metame b'tichas vadei, and shitas chachomim toilim. Toilim means that misofik she's osir to her husband, and ein soil fi mesatum b'tiras vaday. So memele comes out that even if we hold that beikil machlikas atesim miria benu yena learn like tesis, that yoik b'tzevat soiv that's the machlikas, and memele in this we don't then in this plukto we would hold that even though the sheetis of Tanakam and Akavi ben Hanan you have a machlikas, but you have a third sheet of chachomim, which are metame misofik. Either that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda says, midina de Gemara, you have to be choishish, l'shitas chachomim in the Mishnah, that yorek, that is noite, kein chaldol, is also midina de Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch l'mais in Simon Kuf Pei Ches is machshir, green that is noite litzohiv. V'chein metzade de ha-poiskim, the poiskim achroinim are metzade that your yellow color is tohir. But by B'dikas Hefsek Tirets, it's Mefursim in the Chochmas Odom, and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin is Machmir B'Hefsek Tirets. But B'dikas, B'Shiva Yomim, or K'somim, that's a Shulchan Aruch L'Hokel, in the mare that is noite to a yellow color. Now, in the Mishnah it says, Ezu odoim kedam hamako, shochol kacheres. Kacheres is an ink, black ink, that is very black, and that's the shachrirus that is metame the isha. Mishnah says, omik miken tome, if it's a darker color, then this odoim kedam hamako is tome, or it's a darker color than the black kacheres is tome. Diomiken, if it's a brighter color, then the admimus ketzeva hamako. Or it's a lighter color than shochor kacheres, tohir. Now there's a shaila here, lichoiro, even if we hold that the tzeva odim kedam hamako, if we hold that it's a lighter color than the red of dam hamako, mikol mokoim, it's still a red more than keren kekalkoim. So memele l'chiru, we should be metame. If there was one type of blood, one type of tseva mare that is metame, so we're saying that if it's brighter color from that, it's tohir. But the Mishnah says there's four mare's domim. There are four different dargas of mare's domim. So even if it would be lighter than the dam, b'tseva dam hamako, it's still more red than keren kekalkoi. So here we have two mahalchim to explain it. The Tosfos HaRosh says that Rabbonon, Kimlul Rabbonon, that only these four Maris Domim are Dam that are Metame, since they're more Shchiach and Motzui b'Mekoiro. So it comes out that other Maris, even though they're in b'Mekoiro, but they're not Motzui. Memele, once it's Diho Mar'eyu, once it's a brighter color than Dam HaMako, it's not bechlal the domim hametsuyim b'mekoyro shel isha. Only these four certain types of colors of kerem kikalto mechule, those colors are motzi b'mekoyro. Masha'in kein, even though it's a stronger color than keren karkoim, and it's lighter than dam hamako, but that type of mare is not motzi b'mekoyro shel isha, memeil, it's not bechlal the ribui, domeho, that the Torah is merabe four types of domim, that's not bechlal, the ribui of damatome. That's according to Tosfos HaRosh. According to the Chinuch in Reish Zayin, in the Tosfos Rid, Daf Chof Beis that we mentioned before, that these two, four maris, the only these four maris domim, they come from the Makor HaYisho, but other maris domim, they're from the Aliyah Omen HaTzdodim, and therefore they're not metame. So, whatever is mentioned in the Mishnah, diho mar'ei, whatever is a brighter color from damako or the other maris domim, so memele, the bemes don't come from the koraisho, even though it's a starker color than keren akalkoim, but since it's not coming, those domim, those maris domim don't come from the koraisho, elamina ali, ominat stodim. Yeah, right, the Mishnah says that shochol tome dio mar'ehu tohoyu. Now, that's a brighter color of black, that is tohoyr. Now, we have a big plukta, also in Aloha Lamaiso. What about a brown color? L'chor, it's dio mar'ehu mimare shochor. It should be tohoyr. So, Sidri Tyron Kuf Peiche says, motza kosuv, that the mare, which is a brown color, is tohir. But the Beis Meir in Siman Kuf Peiches is medayik from the Shach there, that not like the Sidri Taira, and also from the Ravid, that the mare chum, brown color, is tome. Poiskei b'zmaneinu, the mitzadeh, that it's totally in which type of brown. There's a few dargas, a few ifanim of brown color, which is noitel admimus, or brown like a starker color of a brown, a lighter color of brown. There's a few types. Bezal Hashem lekamon will be marachiv in this Indian. Right, and the Gemara brings down the Mishnah in Tyrus that nan im beheres koidem l'seil lovon tome v'im seil lovon koidem l'beheres toir. Talking about nigei odom, the din is the shem nega is only where the Mishnah says that if kodam a beheres and afterwards godol sham seil lovon. That's the Shem Nega that is Metame. Aval im kodam seil lovon la beheres. In that even the Mishnah says tohir. What happens if it's a suffix? Come on, we see that there's a beheres and the seir lovan and the beheres, but we don't know im kodam a beheres the seir lovan. And in that case, it would be tome. Hoy dilmo koidim seir lovan. Just afterwards, the beheres came, and in that case, it's not bichlal nega mitame. So Tanakama say tome misofik. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua omar keho omar rabbe keho v'tohoy. So we have a machlokes. According to Chachomim, the mitame misofek. According to Rabbi Yeshua, this nega is tohir. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ayin Hey, where it says that the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is midin chizkas haguf. We have a chizkas haguf, and this gavro that linis chadish bui nega, v'mele ukmi b'chizkas haguf that he's not nitma mikoyach this nega. The Gemara, it's brought down there, to the Rishonim bring down, that be'etzem, this chazok is chazok alimt of chizkas haguf. We're not talking about a chizkas din. That means, we're mamid the gavra b'chizkas tohoir to say that he wasn't nitma. The Gemara there brings down that the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is mitzad the alimus of chizkas haguf. There's a chizkas haguf shalein is chadish b'inek. Now we have to understand what is the chizkas haguf here. The Maharit, there in Ksubis, Dafayin Hei, also Rabbi Chanan, they explain that the Chizkas Haguf is klapei the Shem Nega. Just like you have in the Sugya of Mumim, when Isha Mekadesh and Isha, and afterwards he finds out that she has Mumim, and the Nidin would be if it's Mekachtos. We don't know when the Mum was Mischadesh. If, at the time of the Kiddushin, she didn't have any Mum, so you have a chalis kiddushin, and the mum was mischadish afterwards. But if the mum was koidem, so we have a shail of mekachtos. So there, the sugya deals with hamid isha al chizkosa. She was born without a mum. We're mamid the chizkosa that she didn't have a mum. And if you see a mum before neinu al kocher, it came later on. She has a chizkas beloy mum. That's the chizkas aguf, chizkas sholim beloy mum. And it was said that the mum was mischadish afterwards. So the Maharit says also here, the chizkas haguf for the gavro, when we have a nidin, if it's chadish lishem nega or not, it's just like a mum, and the chizkas haguf is that lo nischadish shem nega b'gavro. Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yesher, Shar Hei Perek Aleph, he says, according to what the Mefarshei HaTorah explain, the Mahalach of Simonei Negoim, that be'etzim it's a simin, it's a proof, that sholto choyli hatzoras b'chol haguf. That's the inyan of negoim. Negoim is not only the nega kshela atzmoi, but the nega be'etzim is a simin, it's a proof that there's the whole guf has this choyli tzoras b'chol haguf. Memele, Rav Shimon says, kshekod moser lovan la beheres, loy sholto this choyli hatzoras b'chol haguf. And therefore, we're mamid the gavra b'chizkosoi, that his goof wasn't being mishtane to this choyli haguf al yidei hanega. So that's the chizkas haguf according to Rabbi Shimon. Klapei the choyli haguf. Lein ischadish begavra zu. So we're toile that kod moser lov and love heres, in order to say that wasn't there's no chiddush of a choyli beguf ishal gavra. That's the chizkas haguf. But the third oifen to explain the chizkas haguf is Tosfos Rosh in our sugya. That's the mashmos that the chizkas haguf is on the beheres gufo, and the mitzias of the beheres, if it was mischadish begufi the beheres or not, we use the chizkas haguf to say lo mischadish begufi chizkas the beheres, and it came when we saw it koidem lekach lo mischadish a beheres. And since the Beheres came later on, Al Koch L'Ser Lovan Kodam La Beheres, we use the Chizkas Haguf to say Shalei Nischadish Be Beheres. And if the Beheres Bola Achal L'Ser Lovan Memeli Not Tome, so it comes out according to the Tosfos Rosh that the Chizkas Haguf is on the Ischadishes of the Beheres Gufo, that it wasn't Mischadish on this Gavro Koidem L'Ser Lovan. And Leis Yankiv and Simon Chof, Ois Hei, also understood that the Chizkas Haguf is on the Guf HaBeheres. And he brings down that he asked Reb Chaim Brisker Shailo. He asked, just like we have a Chizka Saguf, Klape, the Metzias of the Beheris, that it came, as more we can say later on, the Chizka Saguf, Hamid Gavra Bechizka Sholem, that it wasn't Mischadish by him, the Metzias of the Beheris. As he said, just so we can also be mavid the gavra and the cheska saguf that lein is chadish boi the mitzias of a ser lovan, and we'll say that the ser lovan also came more. As more we can say that later on it came lein chadish begufoi hashinui of the ser lovan. So what's the difference if we say just like we say the cheska saguf mehani to say that the beheres lein is chadish begavra came later on till the last second we can see. Also, the Seir Lovan came later on. Mikoyach Chizka Saguf, Chizka Sholem, that he doesn't have that Metzias of the Seir Lovan. And Bo Shneim Ke'echot L'mais, the Shita Mekubetzis, and Ksubis Dafayin He says, were Metame. So the Shaila, he asked Reb Chaim, was, why does Reb Yeshua Metame Mikoyach Chizka Saguf on the Beheres that he came afterwards? We have a Chizka Saguf also, Sholem is Chadr Seir Lovan. So Mimila, how? Since how is the Chizka Saguf Mahani only Lagabi the Beheres and not Lagabi Yisrael Lova? Reb Chaim answered, he said, Yisait. Reb Chaim answered the Nois Yankiv like this. He says, a klal, that anything that we don't have enough Kamina Ladino, Mikoyach the Sofek, it's not Bechlal a Sofek. Memele, you can't be Mukmina Bechazkose. In order to build the sofik, it has to be a sofik that is geirim and afkamina ledina and it's study a sofik. And then you have hilchis chazoka to be machriya the sofik. But any sofik, it's a sofik b'metziyatsu which is not geirim any din. In that case, there's no halacha that we're machriya according to the chazok. Therefore, Reb Chaim said like this, le'inyin aseir lovon, if there's a nidin b'fnei atzmai, there's no din tumo mitkoyach aser lovan itself. So memele there's no sofik, which has enough kamina ledina. Sofik that there's no enough kamina ledina, you don't have the achrova chazok. Masha'in ken Reb Chaim says, l'gabi beheres, even the beheres bifnei atzmoi, without the ser lovan, you have a din tumo. Le'inyan that your matzrich hezger, even though the muchlot, you have a mitzvah muchlot and a mitzvah muzgar, you have a chaliz din hezger, that means that the kohen is mazgir, any person that has a beheres to see what's going on, but al kolponim it's a chaliz din hezger. So with the benitin, if you have the schachis of the beheres in this person or not, you have a sofik, which is an afkamina ladino. So legavi the beheres, we have a shim sofik. If Ton Hezger or not. If there's a Beheris, this Gavra is Ton Hezger, there's no Beheris, no. So since this Sofik, you have an Afkamina from the Sofik Ledino, Hadrina, so you have a Mukmina and a Chazkosai, you have Achro and a Chazok. Masha Inken Lidbinitin Shasel, Lovan Kshila Atzvi, there's no Afkamina Ledino, there's no Achro and Chazok. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua and Arsugi is Mitael Kimukminon, Bechezka Saguf. Klape the Beheres, and it came the last. Gabi Aser Lovan, there's no Chazok involved. And therefore, he's Metayer, Ki El Kohoch, the Beheres came after the Aser Lovan. Ikere Yisoid, it's also brought down Yishuas Yankiv in Yeridea Simin Kufyut. He has a Yichochor from the Sugim Ksubis. Al Koponim, that's the Yisoid. The whole Yisoid of Achros HaChazok B'mokim Shei Sofek, the Sofek, to be a Sofek is only in a case that the study has sofik shela atzmon, there's an afkaminum mikuyach this sofik. Now Tosis, Stivo Amadcha Rabbi Yeshua, Tosis says, according to Rabbonon are metame this nega misofik. So Tosis says, why according to Rabbonon, they don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, we should be mukminum because kosei? There's no choylik vihuchis parshas chazok eli alfin and minigei batim. So, mainly here you have a Chizka Saguf. So, why, according to Rabbonon, according to Chachomim, they're Metame the Nega? So, there's two Mahalchim. There's Tesis in Arsugya, and there's Tesis Shem Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis. Tesis in Arsugya says, that even though you have a cheska seguf, but since derech haseyar tesis says li slabin machmas hanega lefikoch nirim hadvorim de beheres kodmo. Hainu, we have a reyuse, come on, we have raglaim ledovor. Since we see the seil lovon, v'derech haseil lovon lisla ben machmas hanega, memei leminei bei, we have raglaim ledovor, that mistomo, the beheres kodom leseil lovon. That's called a reyuse bechizkas aguf. That's for us chachom. So we have a chizkas aguf if ne'atzvay in choylek, that mukmina nachizkosei. But here, since there's a starker reyus in the Cheskas Aguf, according to Rabban and the Metame, according to Rabbi Yeshua learns, Taisus says, even though there is a reyuse, mikol mokem mukminun the Cheskas Aguf. That's machlekes. In the reyuse, we have lefoneinu. According to Rabban, in that case, we're not mamid the gavre becheskose. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he learns out from a yelfus, so minei be here in Parshas Nigei Odom, that even begavne, that you have a reyus in the chazaka, you mamid b'cheskas aguf. Rabbi Yutam in Ksubis, he explains in a different oifen, Tesis HaRosh here brings it, that it's talking about a case that this nidoin of kod maser lovon la beheres, oi beheres the seir lovon, it's talking about a case that this gavra be'etzem, he was tome beforehand from a different nega, and he wasn't nitar yet from his tumo as a mitzir. Just the nidin is, if there was mischadish, nochamol nu nega. So it comes out that this gavra adrab is bechizkas tumo. Just we have a suffix if there was a chiddush of a nu nega. So here we have chizkas tumo, even if we want to be metayr mikwach a chizkas aguf, but it's kenegan chizkas tumo. That's for us chachom. Now, Tosfos says, Tosfos brings down, in the beginning of Nida, we saw that Beisum would base, Tosfos brings down, the mocker of Kol Hilchus Chazok is learned out from the parasha of Nigei Bat. The Gemara brings down that Nigei Bat, and it's talking about a case that you have the Shiul Nega, because Le'abayis Kigris, and on that, the Kohen, when he goes out of the house, after he closes the door, he has to say Tome. And by saying Tome, that's the Chalois Tum on the Bayis. That's Nigei Bat. The Gemara says, maybe, before, once he closed the door, even though he saw that in the house there's a nega b'shiul kigris, but maybe, botzil shiuli, maybe this kigris became less than kigris, and that's not really, not a shiur, nega, that he can be metame. So, since the kohen has to first go out of the house, and only then, after he closes the door, say tame, maybe in the meantime, it became less than kigris. So the Gemara says, Mikan, Aslina Bosol Chazoko, and since we saw it was Kigris in the beginning, and we didn't know that it was changed, that's the Yisrael of Chazoko, HaMedovar El Chizkosi Shalei Nishtano. That's, we learn out from Mikvah. In the Mikvah you fill it with 40 Sa'ah. The first day, you don't have to check it every time somebody's Toivah. HaMed Mikvah El Chizkosi. That's the Mokar of Chazoko. Now, Tosfos says we find calling any chazaka b'shas even cases that there's a reyus in the chazaka, like mikveh shechosel lefoneinu, sakin shenivgemo. Hilchis chazokas is also in a case that we know that there was a change in the chazaka. We don't know when. We still have a mouth that we're mamid belchazkosay. So Tosfos says, how do we learn that out from parashas nigei batim, even a chazaka with a reyus? So Tosfos says that the parasha of Nigei Batim Gufo is talking about a case that there's also reyus in the chazok. Kegoin, that after the Kohen says, Tome, we find afterwards that the gris taka was nechsar mishiuroi. And even in that case, that we know that for sure was nechsar, mikol mokom we say that at the time the Kohen says, Tome, after he closed the door, we say that at that time it was still nega b'shlimusoi. Mikoyach hamid nega b'chizkosi b'chizkas sholim v'li nika mishiroi, and meile it's tome. That's mocker that even a chazoka that you have reyus say, come on, we still are mamid b'chizkosi. So it comes out that we have a mocker in Parshas Nigei batim gufo of a chazoka with a reyus. And here Tosis explains the machloikis Rabbonin Rabbi Yeshua. What happens when you have a chizka saguf mitzad echot? Midach kisa, we have also a reus in the chazaka. If you mamid a double bechizkosa, you're not. According to Rabbonin, since you have a reus, you're not mamid bechizka saguf. And Tosis says, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have a special yelfusa benige yodom gufo that tell us that even in this type of reus, you still mamid bechizkosa. Lichoiro, typically mitzad, what Tosis brought, benige bat. So the pshat is the ma'isa that all you can't be medame reus or reusis. The reus in nigibatim, there it's talking about that you vade have a shinui in the gris. You have a vade a shinui in the mikvah. We don't know when it happened. So there the malach of the chazaka is to say it happened later, the last second I can tell. And until now it was b'chizka sholem. That's one type of reus. In that kol elam moidu, in that type of reus. Here we're talking about in Rasuya a different type of reus. The type of reuse by us we're talking about that the reuse gufo is telling us something else that the chazaka is talking about. The chizkas haguf tells us that the beheres came later on. Midach kisa, the reuse gufo is to say since derech haseil li slabin mikoyach beheres, so the reuse gufo tells us that fakelt, that the beheres kodmo. This type of reus is a shtak reus of a gufa shel chazok. And in this, Rabbonim say we don't have a mocker of a chazkas a guf. Boifin ze, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have a special yelfuso that even reus of a chiai gavne mukmina bechazkos. Now, the Marsho here on Tesis Kasha, Tesis asks, why according to Rabbonim, Tesis says what we mentioned beforehand that there's a shtaker reus that come on. Ramar Shoy asks on the Iker Shail of Tesis, what is Pasha to Tesis that according to Rabbanon we should be? Why is Rabbanon metame the sofik nega tepuk lehamid of alchis kosay? Ramar Shoy asks lichir a sofik tume bolshus hayochid kaibolim shesveik itome. The hainu that you're not mamid on chazoka. We learn out from Saita that Sofik Nivola, Sofik Li Nivola, which is a Sofik Tumah, which is a Yochid, even though she has a Chizkas Taira, we're not Mamid Yishal Chizkas, and we're Metamim Yisofik. So Marsha says also, Parshas Negoim is, it's a Nin of Tumah. So Sofik Tumah, which is a Yochid, there's no Ikea Chazoka to be Machriya. So what's the Shaila of Tosis that why Rabbanu Metamim? We should be married to Cheskosei. Sofik to Rebbe Shem Sayochid. Loi Mekmini to Cheskosei. That's the Shaila Marasho here. The Shav Shmaitzo in Shar Aleph, Perek Tezvov, he writes on the Kasha the Marasho, Kushye mi kore lo yodati. Why? He says like this, Sofik to Rebbe Shem Sayochid, which is Tome, Dumi Lesoito, Sofik im Nitma Besheretz, Rebbe Shem Sayochid, Sofik loi noga. Sofik tzvaldeya, sofik sheretz gufo. That's belief in that you have leidas a sofik in the reshus hayochid atzmi. You have reshus hayochid, you have reshus harabin. When the leidas a sofik of the maisa ametame was in a reshus of reshus hayochid, there the reshus hayochid, there we have no, we're not mamir al chizkosoi sofik, be sofik tome. But when the sofik, that is, we don't know, eino yodua, Mosai says, "Ubeize mokoim in b'lshus ayochid b'lshus arabim." There, loy om usofik tume b'lshus ayochid tome. That's not called the sofik reshuyos. I know the Shmaitz here is mechadish that the chiddush of sofik tume b'lshus ayochid, which is tome, is only in the oifen that the shema sofik is chal vada in the reshus ayochid. There's no sofik if it's in reshus ayochid. Reshus that is called Reshus Ayochid, if there you have Leidas Asofik, if it's the Sheretz of Tzvodeya, if there was a Maga B'Tzvodeya B'Sheretz, and then Nisir HaSofik in this Reshus Ayochid, then we say Sveikoi Tom, there's no Koyach HaChazoka to be Machriya. But Sofik Reshuyois, it's not b'ifn vadoy in this Rishus HaYochid, or Leidach Gis, it wouldn't be in Rishus HaRavim. If you have a Sofik Rishuyos Hadrinon Lekol HaTeira Kulo, it would be a Sofik Deraisa L'Churo, and if you have a Chazoko, Memela, we can be machriya according to this chazok. But that's Marsha is not like that. The Marsha understands that if you have a tzad b'lshus hayochid, that goof is mafkiya koyach achro of the chazok. And if you have a sofek, if this took a place in Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaRabi, and it's sad that it happened in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid is Mufka B'Chazoka. So you have a sofek here, if this type of thing is Mufka B'Chazoka or not Mufka B'Chazoka. There would be a sofek deraisa, but you don't have Koyach HaChazoka. Koyach HaChazoka has to be Achro V'Adois. If you have a sofek Chazoka, there's no din Chazoka. And that's Marit Al-Ghazi's Shita also in Pchoyres Perakei, Daf Mem Dalet, and Tfus Vilna. Marit Al-Ghazi also says, it was Poshetim like the Marasha, that Sofek, if the Mago was B'Shusa Yochid, Sofek B'Shusa Rabim, even a Sofek Rishuyois, you don't have the Achro of Mukminim B'Chizkose. You wouldn't have the Achro of Vada Itome, because maybe it happened in Rishuyos Rabim. But Mikol Mokim L'Gabe Achro Zachazoko, since we have a sofik, maybe you don't have the koyach achroes achazok in this case. Dilmo, it would be in Rishus HaYochid. Sofik Rishuyos, you're not mamid b'chazok. And that's what the Marashah says. I'll call upon him, we have a choshev plukta here, according to the Shmaitza, which is called Sofik Rishuyos. According to the Shmaitza, Sofik Rishuyos, you don't have the afkov chazoko. Maybe it comes back to the klal, shall call it terekulo, midirais of a sofik echod sveik derais of the chumro. And you're also Yamami Bechizkosai. According to the Marsha, even a Sofik Rishuyos, it's a Sofik if we have the Achro Bechazok or not, maybe we're not Mamid Bechizkosai Bechiegav. Now we find another two Tirutzim and the Shaila the Marsha. According to Chachomim here, why don't we say Sofik Tumah Bechazok Yochid Metame Besofik? What was the Shaila of Tezis? Nami Venukmina Bechizkosai. The Shmait themselves there brings down, according to what the Pnei Yeshua's Miyasid in Ksubis Dafa involve, Pnei Yeshua says, since the Rishonim say that Chizkas Aguf is Odif Tvei Mishal HaChazokis, Pnei Yeshua wants to say, and he brings a raya, that Chizkas Aguf is also Odif Miroiv. Even though we have a klal, Rube V'Chazoka Rubo Odif, this whole klal is only when the Chazoka is Chizkas Din, like Chizkas Kashris, Chizkas Taire, Chizkas Tumo. When we have a chizkas din, then rube v'chazoka rube odif. But if the chazoka is a chazoka of chizkas aguf, then here in the sugya nuksubis rishonim bring down the chizkas aguf alimo tfei mishal chizkas din. Chizkas aguf is odif tfei miroiv. And Yeshua brings down, and Yeshua says that even if we hold kaimolon shen holchim b'momen achar haroiv, but by chizkas aguf, which is alimo tfei, there he brings from, that's where he learned in Rabban Gil and Tzuyim Ksubis there, that Cheskas Aguf Mahani Afilu Lohutzi Momen. So the Shnaitze says, according to this, L'gabi Sofik Tumo B'Shus HaYochid. So we find that Roiv is Machriya, even Sofik Tumo B'Shus HaYochid. Cheskas Taira of the Isha, Cheskas Taira the Gavra, Sofik Tumo B'Shus HaYochid, we were not Machriya according to the Chazok. But Roiv, it's Mefurish in the Gemara and Ksubis, Daf Tesvov, you have Roiv Tzvardim, Sheret Sechod were Machria, Roiv Letaira Besofik Tumo. Even though Chazoko can't be Machria in the Sofik Tumo, but Rube is Machria. Not only Rube, the Issa come on, the Shmaitz also brings down what we find in the Gemara Chum Daf Yud, Vitzloiches, there the Gemara is talking about also Rube, the Lesa come on. Kolponim Achras, Roiv, is Machriya also in a Sofik Tum. So the Shmaitza says that according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Chizkas Aguf Adife Meroiv. So, Kmoichen also, Chizkas Aguf is Machriya Sofik Tum and Boshu Zayochid. Memele, the Shmaitza says, on the Taina of the Marasha, what does Taisa say? What's for us Chachomim? That they're Metame the Sofik Nega. Kodam Beheres the Seolov. Kodam Seolov and La Beheres, they're Metame the Sofik. Frektaisa is, why don't we say Mukmina Mechezkas Aguf? Mashal says, but it's a Sofik Tumah. Not the Shmaitza says, Sofik Tumah, but here we have a Chezkas Aguf. Chezkas Aguf Ali Metfei Mishal Chazokes, and Memele Chezkas Aguf is Machriya, even a Sofik Tumah. That's the Yisrael of the Shmaitza in Perek Tesvon. We find another answer, Reb Chaim in the stencil. In Ksubis, the Suya of Mumim, he says, Sofek Nega, the Nega Kshela Atzmoi, it's not yet Metame. Only after Amiras HaKoyen. Only after there's a Nega. You have the Amiras HaKoyen that this Nega is Tome. Then it's Mischadesh El Chalois Tum of the Nega. But before Amiras HaKoyen, even though you have Kol Pnoi HaNega, it's not Tome Mitzad Atzmoi. So it comes out, Reb Chaim says, that if we have Sofek Nega, Shema Sofek, it's not study to me yet. We have a shaila. If this is a nega, that Din HaKoyen is to be metame, and after his Amira Tako, there would be Chalis Tumo, and if it's not a nega, so the Koyen doesn't say Tome, Meile Lechal Chalis Tumo. But Koyen Lamira Sakoyen, it's a Sofek Nega. Sofek Nega is a classic Sofek Deraisa L'chumra, but we don't have Sofek study to me yet. Calls man that we don't have the Amiras Koyen, and the Nidan would be, should the Koyen be metame this nega of Kodam Beheres to say Lovan or not? So Koyen Lamirosi, that study HaSofik, if this is a Shem Nega or not a Nega. This is not called a Sofik Tumo. Sofik Tumo is Dumyo, the Soito, that the Etzem HaBi'ilo is metame Soisho. You have a Sofik Nitmo or Le Nitmo. Sofik Nitma. Those is study tumo. When you have a sofik in the study tumo, then you have a sofik tumo, which is a yochid, which is mafkia the achrov the chazok. Masha'in came, in our sugya, a sofik nega, loy nega, it's not sofik tumo. We're talking about before the Amiras HaKoyen. But Reb Chaim there says, according to that, it's already a shaila, and Tosis and Chul and Daf Yud. Tosis and Chul and Daf Yud, taki is the shaila. When the Gemara brings down that the mokar, that Yemamid Chazoko, Chizka Saguf. The Gemara brings down when the Koyan saw, you have a Nega in the house, which is Begoidel Kigris, and he goes out of the house, then he closes the door, and he says, Tome, the Gemara says, Dilma, Botzile Shire, maybe the Kigris became less than that Shir, and Memela, when the Koyan says, Tome, it's already not a Nega. So Anatisa says, Dilmo, what does the Gemara bring out from Chazoko? Dil midin sofik tumo b'shus hayochid. That's Tisa Shaila. So midin sofik tumo b'shus hayochid ukebi metam. So now Reb Chaim says, L'choiro, sofik nega is not yet a sofik tumo. But l'maise, this machlikis Rashi in Rabbeinu Gershom, how it's talking about there. Rabbeinu Gershom says, Dil mebotzer l'shiuro, and memele the koyen can't say tome. But Rashi says, Dilma botzel le shiuro ve'ein hezgero hezger. According to the Rashi, the Gemara is talking about a case that the Koyen, once he goes out of the house and closes the door and says tome, then the sofik is, Dilma botzel le shiure ve'ein hezgero hezger. So according to Rashi, the Nidan and the Gemara is after the Amiras HaKoyen. And here, that's what Taisa says. Dilma. So mitin sofik tumo b'shus hayochid. What we're metame this nega, we're metame the bias is mikoyach the parasha of sofik tumo b'shus hayochid. Was we're talking about after the amiras hakoyen that the nega is tome. Memele, it comes out. Reb Chaim answer is a good answer on the title of the marasha in our sugi daf yutes. Because here the nidan is imkod moseil lovon labheres oy beheres l'seil lovon. Here the nidan is. The Indian, if that gufo, could the koyin be metame misofik? And that, Reb Chaim says, it's not a sofik tumo. It's a sofik study nega, not sofik study tumo. In that case, yimamid because kosoi kachshara chazokis. But the sugi in Chulin is talking about after the amira sa koyin, dilme, botzele shiure, and the amira wouldn't be an amira. And then, Taisa says, we should have a sofik tumo, bushu sayochid, tome. Right, in the Hemshech of the Sugya, the bottom of the Omod, the Gemara says, Omar Abavohu, Omar Kro, Domeho, Domeho, Harikan Arba. That's the Elfuso that the Dam has, this four Maris Domim. Domeho, Domeho, Mir Dravim Shnaim, it says twice Domeho. So Domeho, Domeho, we learn out four. Like the Gemara, Vohon und Nan, Chamisho, Omar Ab Chanine. So the Choro, we don't have a mocker of the fifth color. Omar Rab Chanine Shochor Odom Hu Elo Shaloko. I know that there's no marish shochol that is metame. But when we have a shochol lefoneinu, we're told that mistom it was odoin, just nishtane marisoy leshochol. Now we have to be done here. We have a shiloh. In what stage the odoin became shochol? When it was mishtane the maris hadam ha'odoin to become shochol? Did that happen after the yitzia from Gufa Isha, or yitzia mimekoira? Or in the Gufa Isha Gufa, the dam became a black color? Sheresh HaSofik is, when the Gemara brings down, Minayin Adam Shu Odoim, Shlema Aviyuru Moya Vesamayim Adumim Kedam, Lememro the Dam Odoim. So we know that the Mari of Dam has to be Odoim. The Shaila is, this Admimus of the Dam, is that a simen? That's dam. Dainu, the Mara is only oichocha, it's a proof that this is dam, that there is metame. Oidilmo, that the tseva admimus, the color, the red color is also a sibo, letumas adam. That means only dam which has this color is a chefza metame. If we say that the redness is a simin ledam, so even if nishtane marisoy in the mocker of the isha gufo, b'mekoira gufo nishtane atzeva adam, the maisa metame is b'tzias hadam min hamokor laproister. That's the maisa metame. That's called an isha roya. Now, if it happened that in b'mekoira gufo the red blood became shochor koidem li'tziosi laproister, so if the whole mahalich of the tseva admimus bedam is a similar dam, she would be tome in this case. But if we say that the color, the red color, is a sibo letumaso isho, so it comes out that if it would be nishtane mar isoy b'mekor ha'isho koidem li'tzioso, in that case it won't be metame. Why? We have a chison ikra the chefts of the metame. It has to be mare odoim. So if we have dam, lu yehedet be'emes, it would be dam. But this dam doesn't have a tseva odoim. So chison b'ikol hachefza metame. So we have, Loshen Rashi says, dibo amatchil l'kshenekar. Rashi says, when it says in the Gemara, mitchilosu humashchir, elo kshenekar humashchir, Rashi says, what is kshenekar? Kshenekal min haguf loike umashchir. Mashmos in Divrei Rashi that only since nishtale marisoi after it came out from gufo yisho, therefore it's tome. So the main nidor Shlomo Kluger is medayek here. The mashmos is that if nishtale mareihu l'shochor in the gufo yisho, still b'mekoiro, shtaka wouldn't be tome. Also, Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe Chelik Beis Yeridei Simin Ayin, and the Mincha Shleim Armedayik. The pashtus of the sugya is that dam odoim mitchilo odoim v'chalkach loko. So the mashmos is that only since it was loko after it came out of mekoyer min ha'isho. Rashi says min haguf, but al kopoim you say that dovol nishtane mar isoy lebosar yitzir min ha'mekoyer. Only since then it became black, then it's metame the isha. When we find the dam shoho befaneinu, we say mistom was dam odoim v'chalkach loko. But if it was loko oid koidim li yitziyosa inochinami, oifin ze, she wouldn't be metame. The nafkamina would be if a woman would take some type of pills that make the blood b'mekoira into white. Or after Ruchitzel, Zman Merubo, there's some Ifanim that also, that the blood b'mekoira becomes a different type of color. So, b'oifan zeh, that nishtane hadam b'mekoira yois, to white color, a different color that is not odoim, so the isha wouldn't be metamin either. Even though, tak, it's dam, but since there's no mare dam, the color is not color red, mitnoi hadama metame, that has to have a color red. If nishtane, mimar isoy, there's no chevza metame. It's a very big chiddush. But we find Shita Sabach in Simkuf Beiches, he brings down that a woman that came, she found some type of smichus lovon after she was rechitzel isman merubo, that made his choishesh that maybe the dam b'mekura became white, and even though she finds now lefoneinu smichus dam smichus lovon, he says we have to be choishesh. Maybe it was dam odoim elo shaloko, became white. The Taz is choydik b'toykev there. But al kolponim shita sabach mashmos is that even if the dam was mesapech to be white, oid still in the mekura ha'isho, she's still betome. Mashmos of the bach is that what it says, we have a din that dam has to be odoim, it's only a simin l'dam. But it's not a sibol l'dam. According to the Bach, the Mara is only a proof that Taka, this is the blood, the Mekoira, that is Dam Tome. But there's no Tnai Mitnoi Achev, so that it still has to have a Mare Ode. That's according to the Bach. The Maisa de Gris Moshe is Marech, that Vade the Pashtis in the Sugyo is that the Odeim has to be Memare Hadon, and has to, that's the Chevza Metame. And if it was Loka, the Mekoira Isha wouldn't be Metame. He wants to say that even the Bach is not talking about Ksomim, or not talking about the Zayneki, or not talking about Bdikas Yishud, the Bach is talking about B'teich Zaynekim. There the Bach means that is Metame, that's his Malach there. Al Kolponim, the Pashtis is that what it says in the Gemara, Dam Odoim, V'chalkach Naise Shochor, we're talking about a case that when Shochor with Metame only, but even like Rashi says here, if there was Nekal Minaguf, then it becomes black, then we're Metame. But if lokam ikoidem yitziyosa inochanami, we're not metame the yishu b'chiyegav. Right, the Gemara says in the end of Yutes, Samud Aleph, in the Hemshech, in Yutes, Samud Beis, the Gemara says like this, B'shamay yoimchim, af kimimei tilso. And the Gemara asks, b'chileslu le'b'shamay domeo domeo reikan alba. According to B'shamay, we have another maridam, and we learned out from domeo domeo that there's only four maris domim. So the Gemara brings down two answers. Ibois emeles lehu. Inochanami, they don't hold of this. Drosha domeo arikan arba. Ibois eme islehu. There's no machlokes. Inochanami. According to Beishamai, also they have this drosha domeo rabbis arbo. Akmiluya omar abchanina shocho odom huel shaloko. Hochanami. Dainu, the mare of kemetils and inochanami, it's not a new fifth mare. It's Bechlal, the four Maris Domim. It was one of those Domim, the Loko. The Gemara also in Nomad Beis, Zil the Sugya, the Gemara says, Ligabe Yorik, we find that Akavi bin Mahal says that Yorik is Tome. And the Gemara has the same Shail. Vechi, Leslu, Domeo, Domeo, Arikan Arbo, Ibo Yiseime, Leslu, Ibo Yiseime, Islu, Miloma, Rabchanin, the Shoko, Olam, the Shaloko, Hochenami. Tosis Arosh explains that the first Ibois Emo, that it says Ibois Emo Leslu, Domeo Domeo, Harikan Albo, also by Beishamai, also by Kavi Ben Hal, Tosis Arosh explains that the Pshat is that the Kavona here, not that they don't have the Bechlal, they don't hold of the Drosh of Domeo Domeo. The Pshat is they're not Derish, Domeo Rabbi is Arbo. Dainu, they don't hold of the Miut Rabbi Mishnaim, that it can only say that there's only four Maris Domim, since every Domeo is only Rabbi Mishnaim. And that, the Shama and the Kavim and Mahal are Choylik. They can be Rabbi even more, but they're not Choylik and Iker, the Drosh of Domeo Domeo. And according to the Teisa Rosh, that's an answer on the Shail of the Oroch Laner here. The Oroch Laner asks that according to the Bishamai and the Kavio, the Lidalshi Domeo Domeo, that's a passion of the Gemara, but you say, less lehu, that they're not Dirish Bechlal Domeo Domeo. So Haner asks, in King Menolon, that Bechlal is a few Maris Domin. Maybe there's only one Maris Dam, Dam Shu Odoin. If you don't have the Drosha of Domeo Domeo, make it taste that there's other Maris Domin. Lididon, you have a Drosha Domeo Domeo Rabbi Zalva. But if leslu lebeishamai, v'leslu lakavya b'mahalil, the drosh of domeo domeo, so we only have a mocha that it says in Torah dam. We know that dam is odoy, so maybe there's only one mare. So the Ruch HaNer says, Al Kocho, there's a loch al Moshe Misinai according to Bishamai, that there's a few maris, and according to the Kavi Ben Mahal, there's a few maris. But according to the Tesis HaRosh, Kushiyosi Lekoshe Midi, Lo Oilam also Bishamai, and also the Kavi, the Derish Domeo Domeo. They're not Chilek and Ike the Drosho, just they're not Merabe 4 of Miut Rabim Shnaim. They're Merabe from Domeo Domeo, 5 or 6. Al Koponim Beikir Adrosha, they're not Chilek, just Ligabi the Tzurot Adrosha of Yimrabe 4 or more. That's the first Iboyisema. The second Iboyisema, Milkehu the Loki, Dainu, everybody is Moid, there's only four Maris Domin Beisho. Just something happened. It became, one of the four Maris became Kimimei Tilson, or became Yoroik, Loko. Sheresh Pluktosom, the Grismoisha there, Michalik Beis Siminain, Irudeo, he's Mevaya. What's the Sheresh Amachloikes? If Yoroik were Metame or not? According to the Nidrin, we're saying that everybody is Moida, that Yoroik Taka was one of the. Even a Kavi Ben Mahal that was Metame Yoroik, he holds that there's only four Maris Dom. Just he holds that this Yoroik Taka was one of the four Maris Domim, Elo Shaloka. Also Bishamai. They're also masking there are only four Maris Domim. Just Bishamai holds that this Mara attack was one of the four Maris Domim, Loko. Now it looks like Kimei Tilson. Shogash Pluktosom, Ramesha says, everybody is moida to the Metzias of when we find Lefanenu Kimei Tilson, or we find Yoroik, it was Nishtane Mar Ehu. And it was one of the four Maris. Just the Machloikis is when it happened. According to Chachomim, it happened even before the Yetzio. Everybody is moide nishtane mare. Yorik, there's no Yorik. Yorik came from one of the Medalad Maris. But the question is, when does it happen? According to the Chachomim, it happened before the Yetzio, Migufo Isha. And therefore, it's not Metame. Just like we said before. Since it's not in the Maris Dam be Yetzio Soi, so it's Chisor and Lechevzo Metame. Just according to the Kavio, so Yorik, the green color, it was loko after it came out migufo isha. Maybe it was metame de isha. So when we find Yorik lefoneinu, we're saying that it was one of the maris domim, and it was one of the maris biyitziyosa itaka, was that dam. Afterwards, it changed to biyitzeva Yorik, also the bishamai. That's the way the Ramesh explains Sheresh Pluktos. Weiter, it's brought down in the Gemara that dam, like Yorik, that it's not metame to masnida, according to Chachomim. The Gemara says that it's also not metame mishum mayonis hazav v'hazova. Why? We have a parash of mayonis hazav v'hazova, the gedumi l'roik. Roik is misagel v'yoytze. Misagel v'yoytze means that when it's all collected in the beginning in one place, and then it's yoytze. But dam is not misasef l'mokim echod, el yoytze b'li lisasef. And it has to be Dumila Mayoli Sazav, Dumila Roik, which is Misagel Vyoitz. And therefore, Dam is not Metame Midin Mayoli Sazav Azov. The Rashash here asks from the Mishnah, Kamon Dafla Medal, we have Machlikas Bishamah Bis Hillel, in Dam Tairashul Metziras, in Isha, which is Tobetumas Leda, then you have your Meitoyar. You have your Meitoyar of a Zohar, your Meitoyar of a Nekevo. Kolponim Iftali Doso, she became also Mitziras. Oifen, you have this Isha, she has a din Mitziras, but she's holy in Yemei Toyar, which Mitzad the Yemei Toyar, the Dam Atzwe is not Mitame. So there, Beisrael says that Dam, the Meita Rosso, Shomitziras, they learn out from a drosha, Lezochov, Lenekeva, Lerabis Mayoniseho, Shomitziro, Mitziras. Dainu, that Dam Ta'arosso, of this Mitziras, even though it's not Mitame as Dam Nido, which he's holding in Bimei Toyar, but it's Mitame Midin Mayonois Shel Mitziro. Just like you have Mayonois Shel Zavizovo, you have Mayonois of Mitziro Mitziras. Now this Dam, even though it's not Misagel V'yoytze, it's Mitame Midin Mayonois Shel Mitziras. V'meishamai Dera Choylek, like Rashi explains, that since it's not in a Misagel V'yoytze, it's not Mitame. But it comes out that according to Beis Hillel, the din ma'ayonuiseh shul mitzoyro were metame dam, even though it's not misagel v'yoytze. And in our sugi, it comes out that kuli al memoidu that mitnoima yonoiso shel zaviz zovo, only if the dam is misagal yoitza dumilareikt. Shas says, we find shitas beisil kamon, and he's marechlir that there's a machlikas tanoim in this prat. Right, the Gemara says, elohochi komal amel chachomim, af shedam yori kene metamel lishitaschem, mikol mokoim sheyach shires hazroim. Hainu, we're talking about that if there's a sheretz that is negea in Israel after Dam Yorik was negea in Israel, so we have a din that Mashke is Machshir Israel. So Mele, Rameya said that this Dam Yorik should be Machshir. The Israel, that if a sheretz afterward would be negea in Israel, would be Metam. And that the Gemara answers that according to Rabbonon, Bo'inun Dam Chalolim. Dam Chalolim Yishti. To be Machshir, you need Echon Mishiva Samashke. It says that also dam is also begeder mashke, but only if it's dam chalolim. What's dam chalolim? Dam chalolim is dam sheyoytze bo nefesh. That's called dam chalolim yishte. Memele dam nido, since the nefesh ino yoytze bo, that's not bechal dam chalolim. Memele it's not called a mashke that is machshil Israel. And the Gemara says also remeir beetzim is moide the dam yoroik is not called dam chalolim. It's not dam hanefesh yoytze bo. Just it's machshir mikzayir shove the shiluach dumi lemay. Tosis says the whole nidah in the Gemara is l'gabi dam yoroik if it's machshir or not. But dam nidah gufo, which is metame the isha, Tosis says there's another yelfuso that is metame k'ditan tisefte. Tosis says minayin ledam nidah shu mashk. That means as dam metiras dam nidah shemetame, we have a yelfuso that dam nidah is metame. And it's why it's called a mashke. But dam, which is not dam nido, el dam yorik, according to Chachom, it's not mimaro yisdom imatzmeim, that was the need in the Gemara, that mikom okoim, it's not bechlal dam chalolim yishte, and it doesn't have a tiras mashke to be machshir this roi. Tosis brings down here in Dibur HaMatchil Ksiv, what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnim Gimel, that the milk of a woman that is machshir medin mashke, so Rashi there explains, according to the Gemara, it says, Dam Nekal v'naisi cholov. The Ayin of the Metzias of the cholov is coming from the blood of the woman. Mishapich Adam liyois cholov. So Rashi says, since in the beginning, Dam Tchilo is a mashke. Memele, even though afterwards, that this, the Dam Gufa naisi cholov, it's still a machshir as a mashke. And that Tosis says, Dam Nida Gufa is not mitame mishum dam chalolim, just like we learned in the Sugya. It's not dam chalolim. It's not dam hanefesh ayoyitzaboy. You have a special xeris akosuf that dam nida is also called a mashke. But mitzad tiras mashke as dam chalolim, once it's nepach lecholov, if you didn't have a mile of a mashke, mitzad atzmoy, so even if nice cholov, that wouldn't make the cholov to a mashke. Therefore, Tosis says that the reason that the chol of a isha, which is machshir, is not because of the dam chalolim beforehand became cholov and it had teras mashke but teras dam, and even though it became cholov, it's still metame. Just Tosis says we learn it out from the gesuyel kamon daf nun hey. It says v'tiftach noida cholov v'tashkeu. There it says that cholov ikre mashke, and therefore it's machshir mizilas a kosov, not like Rashi. The Rishonim bring down at the end of the sugi here in Omud Beis, the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosis Arosh, they bring that Yesh Diktuku from our sugyo, that it says in our sugyo that Dam Nido is Dumil Dam Amako, and it's Dumil Dam Machoilis Sharosh. Machoilis is a kino. The Dam Machoilis, there's different colors. The color of the redness of which is in the Reisha Ma'acholis is one color. Then the Shar Ma'acholis is a little different type of, a different color. And that it says that if the woman Horga Ma'acholis, so Shel Shar HaGuf of the Ma'acholis, she can't be toila. Since Dam Nido is not Dumye, the Shar HaGuf of Ma'acholis, so if you have a Tlio, when she finds Dam Lefoneinu, you want to be toila, if this Dam came from the Ma'acholis or not. So, if it's dumye, the Rosh Ma'achilis can be toile, the Shalagufi can be toile. The Gemara says, Hu adin, that dam nido is dumye le dam shel bochur. Somebody that is not married. Bochur that is not married. Dam habochu is odim tfei, which is doime more to dam nido. But dam shel odom nosui, it's a little lighter color. And that, it's not dumi lo dam nido. And that the Gemara says, how it says that the woman is toila, dam lefoneinu, toila bibino bibailo. The Gemara says, bishlom bibino, he's a bocher. So dam habochur is doime le dam nido. Aval bailo rei in a doime. He's nos. That's the Shaila Gemara. So from that, yesh oimrim that we see is soy bilchus tlius, the Rishonim bring down. Bilchus tlius, you need dafka to be toila, like shukat habochim. There's a few ifanim. Shachta tzipor, your toile, dam that she found, lefonenu, she's medamet, or she can be toile, and other sources of blood. So lichoira comes out that only if you have a dimin muchlot, then we're toile. So it comes out that bizman hazeh, that we're not kim, ben dam ledam, we can't be toile, b'shuk shel tambochim v'chadoim. That's what the Rishonim say, v'yesh oimrim, yesh yivyu rai misugya. But the old mice, all the Rishonim are doicha this raya. They says, loylam bilchu is tliye. You don't need shailas chochom. And you don't have to be mashve. Dam le dam b'shulhuch is tliye. Just in our sugi, it's talking about that when you see the dam lefoneinu and the boki is makir this dam, you can't be toile in a different dam that you know that that's not the same color. Fakel, when you're boki, when you're mavchin between dam le dam, then you can't be toile. Bistoma, or there's no tzorech to be medame the dam le dam. You can be toile bilchus tlius. Only in a case that the dam lefoneinu, and you know that it's a different type of blood, then you can't be toile. That's our sugya. The lashon the Sidri Taira is nimtzo kilkuli seinu takono seinu. Even though it looks to us that it's not the same color, mikol mokem yeshlitlois bechisoron b'kuyseinu. So the side is that v'hilchis tlius, you don't have to be mashve and shaylus chochem to be medame dam le dam. Alafakel, in our sugi, it's talking about that the dam hanida lefoneinu, you want to be toiling something that for sure, or weboki that is not the same are, then it says in our sugi, you don't have the din tlius. Aval ba'almo loylam toilim k'shukat habochim v'chadoim. Ad kanu tesomun v'is.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.